Southeast Dimond County Library, Podcast 2 for July 2013.
Hi, this is Sherry, the Public Relations Director at the Southeast Dimond County Library, and I just want to introduce you to some of the staff here at the library, and they're going to let you know what's going on in the month of July.
I am Michelle Wells, the Adult Services Director.
I'm Miss Sue, Head of the Children's Department.
And I'm Linda Reimer, Acquisitions Librarian and one of our techies.
Okay, Michelle, let's start with you. What's happening in July for adults?
Well, Sherry, you know, kids get all the attention. I understand. They're little and cute and loud and demanding. Squeaky wheel, you know. But what about summer reading for adults? Well, we've got people covered. Starting July 3rd, you sign up for summer reading and you'll receive a free gift. Then simply fill out an entry form with a one or two sentence synopsis for each book you read or listen to, and enter it for a chance to win one of our great weekly prizes.
What can they win?
Well, I'm glad you asked. One of our prizes is a gift certificate for 6 free sessions or 1 private session at our summer reading sponsor, Yoga and More, on Walnut Street here in Corning.
Oh, cool. That sounds nice.
Or a fine wine and food basket. Remember, this is for adults. We'll have 6 weekly prizes in all. And don't miss out on our great summer programs for adults, too. Join us for Unsolved Crimes on Friday, July 19th at 7 p.m. Forensic expert Tom Jones will share the latest research into several famous unsolved crimes, as well as dominant theories about whodunit and some fascinating alternatives using forensic analysis and behavioral profiling. Then on August 6th at 6 p.m., Ron Palmer, a local scientist and actor, will take the stage to bring Einstein to life and let him speak for himself in a one-man show, answering the question, what would Einstein say about all this? We have 3 speakers from the New York State Speakers in the Humanities program and 3 other fantastic speakers rounding out the programs. You can check out our calendar to learn more about the special summer programs and ongoing monthly programs. Just use the search button and type in the word adult. We'll see you at the library.
Sounds good. And Sue, what's going on in the children's department?
Oh, well, as Michelle said, summer reading is getting underway, but I have some very exciting news. We now have circulating e-readers for the children's department. Thanks to a grant from the Corning Incorporated Foundation, we have some Kindle Fires. So stop on by the children's department, ask how you can check one out. You need your grown-up. But that's very exciting to be able to get the kids to be able to read on e-readers.
Awesome.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Just stop on by one of our summer reading programs, sign up for the summer reading club, win some great prizes.
When does the free lunch program start?
Free lunch starts, breakfast and lunch, start Monday, July 8th. Breakfast is 9 to 9:30. Lunch is 12 to 12:30, except on Thursdays when it's the grilled deliciousness outdoors.
Yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. So stop by and see us.
And that's free for anyone 18 and younger?
18 and under.
Wonderful.
Very
okay.
Cool.
Don't forget the e-readers for adults, though. We have those, too. So if you're an adult and you want to read on an e-reader, we've got you covered as well.
And that's a great way to just try out an e-reader.
Oh, absolutely.
If you've never read on one.
Absolutely. Yep. If you're thinking of buying one, too, stop by the library. We've got a variety of e-readers and tablets that you can check out. Well, in-house. You can't check them out, but you can try them out here.
One thing I've noticed is I like to read novels on e-readers, and
yes.
I like to read instructional guides in paper because I can mark the pages and find them more quickly than digital bookmarking. But you can do digital bookmarking
yeah,
as
can.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so,
cool.
Linda, what's going on in the adult section?
Well, we've got a number of tech programs coming up, including an open technology lab on July 9th. Which is a chance for anybody to come in and try out the aforementioned e-readers, tablets. We've got Windows 8 laptops, Macs, that kind of stuff. So that ought to be cool. Several Pinterest sessions in July.
Well, Pinterest is so much fun.
It is fun.
And addictive.
I'm addicted.
It's delicious, too, because there's always something scrumptious made.
Yes.
And then there's a Tablet Tuesday program also on July 16th. There's a lot going on. It should be a fun month.
Okay. Is that it? Does anyone like to add anything else?
Well, you know, I should probably mention that we have a really great writers group for adults as well as the teen one that goes on. Because I've had people coming up to me recently and saying, I've been looking for a writer's group for a few years now. We're here. Mm-hmm. Give me a call at our library and I can tell you more about it.
Great. And we also, as Michelle mentioned, have a teen writer's group that meets every other week on Thursday evening. Okay, so that's about it for this month. Thank you for listening and come back next month for another edition of the Library Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.